Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Look, I was given a big responsibility from my extended family, and it all kind of happened in a bit of a panic because we kind of forgot that yesterday was an important day. Now, if you like to go, like, whether it's, I don't know, to a caravan park or a certain holiday place with cabins or those kind of things, you can't book. It'll either already be booked or you'll have to wait till a certain day and they go, this is our booking day.
And there's, like, certain families that book for the same dates every single year.
Yeah. But some places you have to hit the phones or get online at 9 a.m. and you have to book. And it's like, if you miss out, you miss out. I was tasked by essentially my mum. She was like, we haven't gone on a family holiday in years. Next Christmas, end time, we want to get three cabins at this place. I think it's like somewhere in Inverloch.
Oh.
We'll go and we'll stay there for a week. All the kids can run around.
Cute.
We'll have a bit of family
time.
They'll
all be at that like real toddler age as
well. Yeah, so they'll the minimum age will be like 2.5.
Yeah.
So like it'll be perfect for the kids. And initially my wife was going to, because she was like really excited about it. She's like, I'll call up, I'll get through, I'll get all the things. She ended up having to travel interstate, so she wasn't able to get on the phone.
Oh, no.
I was meant to be at work, but I was actually at home looking after our son, Jack, who was quite unwell. I was deemed the person with the least amount to do.
Oh, God.
to book this at 9 a.m.
You're like knee-deep in vomit.
And I was like, you know what? If it's literally not today, someone's like, I can do it tomorrow. And we're like, this is not going
to
happen.
No, it has to be today.
And the tricky thing with this was I wasn't just booking like one thing. So I was going on the website, but I was
booking three
separate cabins. And I don't know if this is super common, but these group bookings, normally they don't do them on booking day.
And like, did you want them all in a row as well? So you're next to each other?
No, because they're different sizes. They're kind of all over the place.
Okay.
And it doesn't really matter. We're all there. That's all that really counts. And all I realized, because we realized on Sunday night during the storm, I was like, oh, we need to do this tomorrow.
Oh, God.
And then I was like, I need everyone's information.
Yeah.
I need everybody's email. I need postcodes. I need bank cards. I need all of this. And they were like, oh, we'll just send you the money.
Oh, no.
And you can do it. And I had to do three separate payments.
Yeah.
And then they're asking like all these questions and it's their busy day. So the girl on the phone, she's like rushing me. And I'm freaking out because I don't want to stuff this up. Because if I stuff it up, no family holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And probably a lot of other caravan sites and cabin places.
Already booked out.
So I'm like, come on, Tim. Pull through for the family. Come on, you can do this. And at one point I realized that nobody had sent the money.
Oh, no.
For the deposits. And I was like, well, you bastards.
That's why they chose
you. I don't have
old money bags over here.
I don't have all this money. Dad's got to eat. So I was
why you had 2 minute noodles today.
I had to say that. I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't have the right bank cards. Can I call you back? And she's like, look, I'll hold it for you for an hour. And I, like, the person I became, I feel like I was
like a debt shark.
Like a debt shark. I was, like, calling people at their work and I was like, put me through. Put me through to my brother-in-law right now.
Oh,
it's a family
God.
Emergency. I'm calling through. I'm asking mum. I'm like, if you don't send this money, I'm not visiting for a whole month.
Wow.
I'm starting to make threats. Finally, got it all through.
Yeah.
We're going away for a week next year. This is extended
Congratulations.
Family.
This is exciting.
I'm already regretting it. This is...
I hate to point out the obvious, but... Isn't your dad retired?
He is.
They still said, nah, Tim's the guy.
Do you know what would have happened if my 72-year-old father was told to book a group booking at a caravan park? He might have just walked out off the dirt road and never come back. He might be still walking right now. He would have been like, that's far too it. He still can't even do internet banking.
Oh, my God.
That's not a him.
Oh, so he's the bloke that goes to the post office still.
Yes, 100%. 100%. Nice. So there's a lot of pressure.
I'm very proud of you. How much money in the hole are you?
No, the money came through, so the bastards can rot for all I care now. And by bastards, I mean the people I care about most in the world, my family. So, no, yeah. I've already said I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
I said we're waiting another 5 years for another family holiday.
Fair enough.
You bastards left me in the dark. And I use the word bastards a lot to talk about my family, but that's how I felt. That is how I felt. So, yeah, looking forward to it, I think. Who knows? We've got 11 months for me to figure out if I'm going to enjoy myself. But
they've got a lot of time to be bastards.
Yes, and they will be. This is Tim and Jess. Well, thank you very much for sticking around. You didn't have much of a choice because I told you you were staying.
Yes.
I want to give both of you homework.
Okay.
And this is something that it's a long burn. We don't do many long...
This doesn't sound fun.
No. It is. It's going to be a long burn.
Yeah. I love when things burn for a long time, you know?
Because I want you to do something this week that we're going to use in the final week of the show.
Oh, geez.
You know how...
Tim, it's February.
I know. But it's the first real week of the year,
okay,
according to me.
Sure.
And if you're listening, maybe you can do this at home. Maybe you can, you can do this on your phone or you can write it down. By the end of the week, I'll give us until Friday... Mm. I want you both to individually record your predictions of things that are going to happen this year. You know how there's always articles and it's like, oh, this tortoise, this psychic tortoise or Baba Vanga or all these things. They always make these predictions. Well, I want us to record and we'll say like in the recording, be like, hey, it's Tim today. Yeah. It's February 5th. Here's what I think is going to happen this year. I reckon there's going to be, like, I think Essendon's going to win the grand final. Or like something along the lines of that.
So you want it to be really unrealistic?
Okay. Well, that's that's a bad example.
Can I up the ante a little? Can we print off a bingo card, have it up in the studio, and as things happen throughout the year that we've predicted, we can cross them off?
No, see, I don't know. Thanks for, it's not a brainstorm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Are you teaching the class? Because the fun is, there's a big chance that we all forget what we're going to say in a month's time. Mm. And then hopefully these things happen. Like if you could come if we all come with three things we're thinking are going to happen this year.
Can I just say, Tim and I have done this before. I don't think he's even realized that we've done this before. I have a piece of paper from 2018 that Tim said.
Oh, no, I do remember this.
Rihanna will release new music this year.
Still hasn't
happened.
That makes
me sad.
Still hasn't happened.
2018, we're still waiting.
This is the year.
But that could be one of your predictions. And then we can sit back at the end of the year, on the last week of the year, we can listen to all three of them and we can gauge who is the most psychic.
Do you want to put it in like a vault?
Yeah, so we'll just record it.
Like a time capsule.
You know I'm trustworthy. I can put it in my files and I'll put it as do not open, do not listen. There'll be three files called Tim, Jess, and Will.
Yep.
And we'll only listen to our own and then.
Okay.
So like think world events. Think things that might be exciting and then.
Yeah, not as in. Let's not go grim like Baba Vanga always does.
Where it's like a tsunami.
What's a Baba Vanga?
Do you know what you don't know?
It's because he works in real news.
Yeah, she's a Macedonian psychic from the early 90s, and she like wrote a book of all these predictions, and she's predicted quite a few things.
Right,
they're such lows, though.
Very grim.
It'll be like the sun will rise, and you go, "Oh, she's done it again. How did she do it, Baba Vanga?"
can't believe you've never heard of Baba Vanga.
Then
Wild.
We can figure out if any of us do have psychic powers. Yeah. Can we predict the future? And then we can listen back. We have to remember to listen back, though. So I'm going to put a reminder on my phone.
Really looking forward to Rihanna's new album this year. It's going to be really good.
Three each.
Let's go first.
Okay. Three each. So pop culture.
Is this possible for both of you to achieve by the end of the week?
I think I've already thought of one.
Okay. See, a long burn but fun. Promised you. That's what we're going to have this year.
I'm going to send you a calendar reminder to open the vault.
Thank you very much.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, last night I went to the gym and, you know, my gym.
It's not a gym. it's a retirement village that has some exercise machines.
It's a massage chair center that happens to have some exercise machines attached to it.
You're forgetting about the free pizza they give away on Fridays.
It was Mondays, actually, I think. Sorry. Yeah, they've moved it to Mondays. So.
Fridays is curry night. Sorry, my bad.
So I did get a slice on the way out yesterday. It was excellent.
It's a very clever rebranding of the word gym. So props to wherever you go.
So I rocked up to the gym and wanted to just smash out some walking on the treadmill because I'm not a big runner. But I like
get your steps in.
I like to set up like a TV show that I want to watch, and I just watch it for 30 minutes.
Oh, you watch telly at the gym?
Oh yeah, big time. And as I'm like setting up my Netflix on my phone because I've got my headphones in and connected to my phone, I noticed out of the corner of my eye there was a TV screen in front of me. So they're like, imagine the whole row of treadmills, and then there's like a row of TVs, and all the TVs have a different channel on, and one of them had 9 Go playing, and the nanny repeats are on, right? And I was like, I could watch the nanny on my device, or I can figure out what episode that is. It's just starting.
Sync up the audio.
Sync up the audio to my phone and be able to watch it. Because I think there's a way you can sync it to the devices, but you need a corded headphone, and I don't have a corded headphone. Yeah. It's a whole ordeal. So I went to the TV guide, which I didn't know still exists, but still does. You can still check out the TV guide. And it told me that it was The Nanny, Season 5, Episode 7. So I went into my stand and I synced up the episode so that I could watch what was happening on the TV.
But have the audio.
The audio in my ears. And so it was on my little screen. It was on the big screen in front of me. And I just enjoyed a leisurely stroll with the nanny. And what I wanted...
I mean, you had to leave as soon as you set up because you realized you'd been trying to do it for half an hour. And you're like, well, I've been at the gym for half an hour.
So I was walking the whole time I was doing the setup, albeit quite slowly. But
what level are we talking about here, buddy? Are we talking in the threes?
I was walking at two.
Yes.
Two speed. I needed to get my show set up so I could focus. And once I did, great episode. Great episode of The Nanny. I mean, every one of them is. I love The Nanny. Fran Drescher, icon. Do you think this is a genius move by me to you know, a workaround? Or did it feel a little unnecessary?
I think you're procrastinating.
At the gym? Never.
I'm in no place to be commenting on what someone does at the gym because
when was the last time you stepped foot in one?
I threw out the idea of a gym years ago. But again, and I've said this a lot this year, I'm no expert, but it sounds like you're doing it wrong.
Once I finished my episode of The Nanny, of course, I went and had a massage. And then I went home. And I just think that is the way to do the gym. I really enjoyed watching it on the big screen. And so from now on, I mean, it'd be great if I could link up my Netflix.
You know what would be a lot easier? Buying like a $2 pair of corded headphones.
Yeah, but then I have to be that girl wearing the corded headphones at the
gym. Oh, but currently you're the girl setting up and syncing up audio from your phone to the television.
It's true.
So
it's true. But clever, right?
Oh, it's definitely a use of time.
Genius.
Yeah.
She's a genius.
Your husband was actually waiting for you so long. He left. He had to call him to come and pick you up because he was just like, I don't know. She was on her phone the entire time.
He was eating the pizza. Let's be real. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Tim, we are about just a couple of weeks away from your contract being over. Not your radio contract.
Hang on. Doesn't seem appropriate. I'd like to stay.
Your hair contract. Do you remember your hair contract?
I do because I'm reminded by it
every single day in the mirror.
Because last year last year was the year of accountability. I know it started as a joke, but at home and in my personal life, I was like, no, this is the year of accountability. And it all started with me just wanting to grow my hair long because I've never done it. So I said to you, come up with a contract, I'll sign it. And if I want to opt out and I'm getting through those awkward lengths of long hair, then I'll just shave my head.
And you have had some moments where people have questioned your choices.
It goes through, I feel like I would have weeks of awkward phases where I'd look like Lord Farquaad from Shrek. And then I'd have a week of like, nice, I could do this. And then another few months of awkward. So there was these little windows.
When you washed your hair a couple of weeks ago and it was extra bouncy.
It was very bouncy.
So bouncy.
But it is, I now have, after a year of not getting a haircut, I believe it's Feb 15th will be a full year.
You finally got like a long hair.
I have long hair.
Yeah,
officially. It touches my neck.
Mm-hmm.
You've changed my name in our work group chat to Dickie Knee. For those Hey Hey It's Saturday fans, because I was talking to someone and I was bobbling my head.
It's exactly what you look like from behind, and it's amazing. But I thought, because we had a conversation yesterday where I said to you, oh, so like, what are you going to do when you get your hair cut? And you said, I don't know if I'm going to.
My wife has called me hot too many times to ever consider going back to like getting a sick fade again.
Well, this is what I'm offering up, okay? I'm going to give you some options. Right? You don't have to say yes to any of these options or no immediately. I just want you to mull these over because leading up to your contract ending,
hair contract again, please.
I'm going to offer you some deals to cut your hair.
But I'm hot now. What? I can't go back to being a short-haired uggo like I used to be. I keep threatening my wife with a buzz cut.
Oh,
If she gives me the shits.
Well, this would be, I would give you something.
Okay.
In exchange, you would do a buzz cut.
Right.
And feel free to give us a call on 52232955 if you have something you'd like to offer Tim.
No.
I'm going to put something on the table today. And it will stay on the table until the end of your contract.
Okay.
And you can say yes at any time.
All right. I doubt there's going to be anything you can offer me that's going to make me want to cut my hair.
Okay. Actually, can you give me some dramatic music? Thank you. In exchange for buzz cutting your hair, I will offer to be your loyal servant for 12 hours. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Anything you ask of me will be done. I will be by your side. I can chauffeur you places. I can clean things. I can go fetch your lunch. 12 hours.
Would you pay for my lunch?
Servant Jess. I could, if you'd ask me.
Could I pad it out to 24 hours? I want.
You want full round the clock service?
I want access. 3 a.m. I've got a leg cramp. Come over. Massage it out.
Your wife's right there.
I'm not going to wake her.
All right, I'll put up 24 hours. Why not?
But see, here's my... Because initially it excites me. Because there's so many things I just...
I think you just enjoy telling me what to do. So that's what I thought would be the enticing part.
But also, I love you. You can be very annoying and needy.
Right.
And I feel like if you were my servant, I would. I think that would change our relationship for the worse. Because I would never stop looking... as you as
down
less,
on me.
As less than. And I already have been. But now in like if I have a full day of you being like, yes sir, please sir, three bags full sir.
Well, this is the other thing. Like for 24 hours you could just tell me to leave.
Tomorrow you got the day off, so I'm kind of getting that then.
Mull it over. Jess is your servant for 24 hours.
How long do I need to mull?
You've got to the end of your contract, my friend. Well, I will keep offering you things.
Well,
you are welcome to take up any of these offers. Right.
Well, I'm going to say to 24 hours of you being my servant, it's a no.
Wow.
I don't want it.
It's still on the table.
Okay.
Have a think.
All right. I don't know what you could offer. Like, there's literally nothing. Even like...
I said to you today, what if I could get Essendon to win the premiership?
I was like, that's not funny. You know, I know you ain't got those connections, so good luck. But I'm interested to see what you're going to offer, but it's going to take a lot.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.